According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
In the midst of them, we thank you because you are in this place. We are here not for ourselves. We are here for you. To exalt you as King, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that we stand in this place so that issues that have been constitutionally decided in heaven, we find full execution and implementation. So for this honor have all the saints. You said we bind their prince with chains. Will we also execute the judgment that is written? The day of man is over. This is your day. Thank you, Lord. In heaven, Jesus is rejoicing because of this day. It's the day the Lord has made. You have made this possible to have a people you can call your own, who desire you, who want your will above every other thing, who care less for self and carry burden and concern for your kingdom, who sees your kingdom as our kingdom because it's the kingdom of our Father. Men with deep sense of belonging, Lord, we thank you. We have this to your honor and your praise. Because the one who is doing this is God himself. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for what you've been doing since the beginning of this meeting. We thank you for life, for souls, for men that you are raising in this place. We thank you for the word, the regenerating word of God. We thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you thanks. Take all the praise. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. In this few moments, influence everything we shall be saying. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'd like to put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. The breath of God is on every scripture. And when you were mentioning breath the other time, and what came to my mind was the mind of God, the intention of God that is locked up in his word. And he said, every scripture is God breathed. What is important is for us to be able to capture the breath of God. We know that by the help of the Holy Spirit. What God had intended from Genesis to Revelation, He has His own intention. Because we do not share His nature and we have a different agenda, most times His words have been misunderstood. And there are people who have misunderstood the word and they are still running around with it. Deceived, and they are also deceiving others. But God wants to bring an end to the trend of deception in our lives. And also in our generation. Amen. The truth will come out strong as the truth. The Bible says we shall know the truth. And the truth shall make us free. Come on, say, truth, make me free. Come on, say, truth, make me free. We shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Come on, say, truth, make me free. And I believe that is the truth of Christ. Hallelujah. That we bring about freedom from every mental agitation. What everyone is running around for, you have seized from your own labor. Now you are involved in a constructive labor. Jesus said, labor not for the meat. Because someone is busy does not mean he's diligent. Because motion is not synonymous to progress. Because you are making religious motion does not mean you are moving towards the ultimate goal. That is why where we are going must be clearly defined unto us. Why God gave us the Holy Spirit is so that we can have the clear vision of Jesus. There are things that flesh and blood cannot bring to us. There are things we only know by the Spirit of God. So we live in the age of the vision of God. Come on, say vision of God. So what we are publishing is the vision of God. And it can only be published by those who have the understanding of the vision of God. So that they can help us in our journey towards God, keep our feet from sliding back and from falling, so that we can maintain stability and accuracy in our walk with God. It's not the game of relevance now. We are not here to come and mark and present. It's the game of accuracy. we want to see ourselves walking in the center of God's will for our life. We want to be sure that we are doing the very thing God has called us to do. You shall know the truth. Because he himself is the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father. It's all about coming to the Father. It's not all about acceptability with man. It's all about acceptability with the Father. The life that God can endorse and commend and identify with, that is my life. Then why am I wasting my time on what will not matter at the end? Why not concentrate my time and energy on what will matter at the end from the very beginning? I want to congratulate you for being part of this meeting, because it's the beginning of a great beginnings in your life. Would you like to say that to someone? Beginning of great beginnings. Come and say, beginning of great beginnings. For many years, some of us, we have jumped the gun. We don't listen to instruction. So we do not run in a way that would be acceptable unto God. And the Bible says no man can ever be crowned except he run according to the prescribed order. Our strife is not for what is acceptable to man. We are talking about what is acceptable to God. Romans 12 says, I beg you, brethren, in the name of the Lord, present yourselves unto God as a living sacrifice. For this is your reasonable and acceptable service. It may sound so reasonable to you and may be acceptable to others, your lovers, your fans club. But in the final analysis, it's God that will mark your script. God is giving us the privilege to have insight into his marking scheme, so that we can know the area of concentration. When you know the area of concentration, then you learn to major on the major and minor on the minor. The devil will always fight this. He has always been like that from generation to generation. Because he doesn't want another Jesus. He knew what Jesus did to him. So he will do everything possible to distract you and mislead you and misguide you, so that you grow up to become a religious personality, even a pastor. He knows that your pastoral certificate is not tenable in heaven. It's not a ticket to eternity. That will not earn you glorious entrance into his everlasting kingdom. You may be highly celebrated on earth. That's why you see people walking towards becoming a celebrity preacher. And in Nigeria today, and all over the globe, church is gradually forming a celebrity cult. And everybody is put. People are going to the bank to borrow money so that they can enter into that realm. Since I now know it's a waste of money, that will not matter at the end. I have rest. When Pastor was talking about the peace, the understanding God gave to me is that I've found the new way of living. I now know where I am going. Then I've ceased from my labor. He said, come unto me, O ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will do what? Don't waste your time and energy on meaningless religious service. Don't waste your time and energy on what will not earn you eternal life. Stop investing and sowing into death nature. And I believe God is calling for redirection of our investment. Because until Christ is preached this way, we will not even know what is missing in our life. We will not even know what is important and what is of less importance. That is the kind of rest we are enjoying. It is a personal thing. When there is faith, there is rest. Hallelujah. When there is faith, there is what? And God wants us to fight the devil from a restful position. He said, of whom you shall resist steadfastly in faith. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine? It's not the way we used to cast out devils in those days. You yourself, you are sweating. You are panicking. Hallelujah. We must approach our walk with God from a restful position. Because every step of obedience, listen to me, is a product of a battle that has been fought and won in the spirit. We are seated today fighting that battle for the possession of our soul. And the devil will want to do everything possible to stop us. But you know what God is making out of you? An unstoppable fire brand. This kind of rest is not something you can fake. What is under contention now is the will of God, the purpose of God for our life, the kind of life that God wants us to live, while the usurper himself wants us to live a life that contrasts the one that God demanded from us. He always wants us to live in opposition to the will of God. But you will know that the will of God is not favorable to our flesh. But when I come just to believe, because most times we claim that we love God, but we do not love His will. God wants us to grow up to begin to love the will of God. Come on, say, I love the will of God. Keep saying that to yourself. I love the will of God. He said, husband, love your wife as Christ love the church. I don't know how easy that can ever be on your flesh. I don't know how easy. Wife, submit. Not because the man is loving. But when you know this is the life that God has called me to live. Anybody can claim that he loves God. But when it comes to the place of his will, then we are offended. Jesus has so many people following him all around the place. But they were offended at the will of God. Jesus do not only love the Father. He loved the will of the Father. And he did not come to live his own life. He literally lived the life of the Father. He said, I can of myself do nothing. Not my will. How willing are you and I to come to that place in the Spirit? Come and say, I love that. Not my will. But I love God now. I play music in church. I love God. I sing. I love God. I do ushering work. I love God. I go on evangelism. But when it comes to the life that God wants me to live, as we have learned in the course of these ministrations, glory to God. Loving the unlovable. Praying for those who persecute you. Not holding to your own right. Just doing what is pleasing unto God. Literally living your life as if as Christ is the one who is living through you. That is what we don't like. Jesus, I want to walk with you, but as long as you leave me alone, I run my own agenda while you are running your own agenda. We thought God's agenda is church agenda. Yet he has never signed a contract with anyone that since I have used you, I will now take you to heaven. In those days when we go to school of ministry, they will tell us that you can ride on the shoulders of the fathers. And some of us, we stupidly, submit our ministry to some people. We want to ride on the shoulders of the fathers. If they were honest and sincere, and we have understanding of it, but that was not what we were taught, that would have been better. But in life, you must understand that every man must grow his own height. Because you are a senior advocate of Nigeria, does not mean your son will now inherit your chamber. Having read religious studies at Abubakar University, come on, say, I will grow my own height. The day of religious machinery is over. It's time for every one of us to begin to walk out our own salvation with trembling and fear. Come on, say, my own salvation, my own. It's your own salvation. It's my own. Your own. But today, most people are not ready to grow in this new life. But they are growing in the church circle, within the religious enclaves. Why? Because clear standard of God have not been raised. So most times, some of us don't even know what we are walking towards. And every day, we are suffering defeat when it comes to the area of God's will and God's expectation for our life. What God will not tolerate is for you to be a defeated son. God cannot stand it. Defeat that I'm talking about is not that you were sacked in your place of work and or you have lost a contract. You say, Lord, what a defeat. The defeat I'm talking about is that if the devil beat you to it, if the devil does what? If the devil succeeded at beating you to it, if he outsmarted you by any chance to go ahead to do what God do not want you to do, to live the kind of life that God do not want you to live. Every time I look at the fruit of the Spirit, then I have understanding of what true Christianity is. It's a way of life. Because everything you see in the fruit of the Spirit is a way of life. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is a way of life. And someone even put it this way. He said, all this fruit is the fruit of your union with God. Pastor said the other time that the first class is the place of the word. Because the word of God is in you. The word that abides forever. If you sow the seed of a corn, what we harvest is corn. If the seed of his son is sown into you, what you get back is the same seed. Why we not sin is because we have his seed. God knew what he had planted into our life. We are born again, not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but the incorruptible seed. So if it's incorruptible seed, it must bring forth an incorruptible life. Even the scripture says, whatsoever a man soweth. So whatsoever God soweth, you now wonder why he was hungry. When the land that drinketh in the rain is no longer bringing forth. It's the definition of defeat. You have to make up your mind that the cycle of defeat must be broken in my life. He has success record over all of lost humanity. But the redeemed, he has lost that battle. What is important is for us to begin to grow in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I prophesy into your life today that every cycle of defeat in your life will be totally broken. The days of falling and rising and patching up is over. And you will console yourself, even if I fall 7 times. Areati bo fala fala. If I fall, is that the reason why you have to keep falling? Pastor said, when you have these things in you, you will never fall. I'm preaching your message, sir. Am I allowed? Glory to God. You will never fall. Then what are we supposed to be pursuing? But what is it that we were all pursuing? So that's why you will know from Genesis to Revelation, there is a living breath. God is still saying the same thing. And men who do not have his spirit, they cannot capture the breath of God. And most times, some of us have encountered men who do not have his spirit. And they have succeeded as killing the desire to grow in grace in our life. They will even encourage us to go to Bible school. And when you graduated from Bible school, you now become... Some of us even have a vision of... Probably you have met a bishop before. And you saw the entourage and everything. You asked us. That is what I want to become. That's not what I want to become. It's only if you know what you are doing, you will know that that is not what God wants you to become. Because the devil is not a respecter of cola. In the age where bishops are sleeping with their house help, in the age where bishops are pregnating usher and choir members, so the grace is not on the title. So that you know what you need to develop in your life. Those who have succeeded at killing that hunger and putting another hunger into us. Hunger that have died when you come to Christ. They reactivate the hunger. It's now hunger to become this and to become that. The only thing we don't want to become is to become like Christ. But you will need to be like Christ to be able to deal with this dragon. Since this meeting have started and I keep hearing dragon, 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 most times you don't have sleepless, you begin to have sleepless night. You know, some of us, we are so weak. We are weak when it comes to things like that. Dragon to say. But you know the way you were fearful when you see a dragon. It's a monster you cannot undo with your bare hands. God not trying to to terrify you. But God said you can tame and you can handle and destroy that dragon. Have you read the book of Revelations before? You also see Leviathan. You look at the size of the dragon. It's only telling you that you this thing you are fighting with is beyond your capacity. You now know why God wants you to grow in grace. God knows there is something in this world that you need to handle. So when God is raising his own children, he's not raising them so that they can compete with the devil. He's raising them so that they can put the devil to where he belongs. He said they will tread upon serpents and scorpions. And all the world, to tread means you take a paper and you treat it like a lifeless object. Doesn't mean anything to you. He said you will take up. To take up means you look. Can you just imagine? Have you seen a magician before? Those snake catcher. When they take that thing up, it shows God knows what he has planted into you. So he will not tempt you more than what you can bear. The chameleon had given birth to his own child. If the chameleon cannot dance, it is the fault of the chameleon. Don't shift the blame on God. That is why when you come to the place of his stature, that is the place you can undo the stature of the man of sin and the man of lawlessness. You can't undo the dragon by yourself. That's why in the book of Hebrews, it says, even discipline us as sons, so that we can carry his nature. He said, we expose us to the heat of life, so that you can be strong. I love the Amplified Bible of that translation. It says that you can be strong as your father. Come on, say strong. It takes strength. Glory to God. And Christ is that strength in us. The equipping of the saints is the Christ in them. So the stature of Christ in you, that is what will determine the kind of leverage you will have over the adversary. After this meeting, you don't need anybody to begin to coerce you with words or compel you or force you to seek to want to grow in this your new life. Because this your new life is an exciting life. Even in our own little way, you understand, you see things that professors fell for. You understand? You can still say no to it. I say, That's why sin is not a respecter of your status. It's not a respecter of your title. It's not a respecter of your intelligence. It's not a respecter of your academic brilliance. It's not a respecter of all of those things. And when Jesus was talking about it, he said, where is the wise of this world? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the wise? They claim that they don't need Christ. What they needed is, ability to have strong intelligence, to be able to achieve things on earth. They want name. They want fame. They want power. They want position. They want possession. But that will not answer the question. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and say, that is not the answer. The devil will not answer to your doctorate degree. He said, hear me, devil. This doctor, double J, he answered to the name of Jesus. But you can't use the name of Jesus when you are not carrying the signature of Jesus. Do you know the devil is aware of that? He knows you are just, you are trying to scam Jesus, trying to use his name. He knows how to catch you. He will drag you down. You can use the name of Jesus to win contracts. But you cannot just say the name of Jesus when you are about to sign a document, you understand, that will bring money out from your place of work and transfer it to your own account. I said, the name of Jesus. I said, the name of Jesus. That will not stop you. That will not stop you from doing that. That name will not stop you from committing sin. That name will not stop you from doing things that you ought not to do. The place where the name works, Jesus, you understand? Where it works is when you have the signature of Jesus in your life. And the devil have nothing to work with. Pastor was sharing the other time, he said, the prince of this world came, and he does what? He find nothing. Most times we have come to settle down and just say, well, he has given us a name. In my name, you will cast out devil. But over the years, some of us knew that it's not just that. When you see a young lady going, you understand, and it's a beautiful lady. Even you are in relationship, you are in courtship. Your eye will begin to travel. But you are the one that used the name of Jesus to cast out devil the other time. So you need grace to be able to hold yourself back and say no to sin. Deny all ungodliness. This is not of God. You need a stature to say no. Have you ever been at a crossroad in your life before that you will need to say no? We'll be talking about being an overcomer. Give me Revelations 2. Glory to God. He said there are people who do the works. Pastors call it works. Another translation says, the will of God, not for some time, but to the end. Now, you know, you need stature to be able to do it to the end. This one that everybody is rushing to reach greater heights in life. He said, Pastor, pray for me. I want to open door. Imagine if you are promoted, you work with INEC, and you are now the INEC chairman. All this is the way they make mouth for church. To the end. You need stature. You understand? So that position will not become your spiritual graveyard. God has a lot of bad names over success. You say, if God have not opened door for him. You know, some wives, they have stopped praying for their husband. Because the last time God gave him breakthrough, he's now saying, he's listening to pastors that preach, it's not bad now. You know what is not bad now? It must not be hard on the altar. And when the man was broke, he won't pray. Even if we see something, you understand? But that doesn't mean that thing is not in him. It's just that thing is looking for money. For proper execution. And you know that devil is a spoiler. Whatever will hate you and assist you to sin, to walk in opposition to the will of God, betraying your own conscience. I said, have you done things before you yourself you are crying? But that doesn't mean you will not do it again. So when you come to church, I said, the reason why you are under a fivefold, so that you can walk in the double fold. You know the double fold? The life that counts for the now is, and the one to come. Because the way you live in the life that is now is, that's what will determine what will happen in the next one. So you need the equipping. It's not the place for us to be trained on how to carry service. I've been a celestial before, 35 or 36 years back, where they used to teach us how to carry service. You want to carry service means must be best sign. You just put your own sword there. Jehovah! You can be good at that. But that doesn't stop you from sleeping with your friend's wife. It cannot bring restraint to your body. And these are the things we enjoy because of the ignorance of God that is in us. God wants to liberate us from the bondage of ignorance. Acts 17 says, the days of ignorance, God does what? He's calling all men unto repentance in every nation, every gender. He says, so that because there is one day that he has set aside, that he will judge all men by that one man. So the measuring line on that day is that one man. Are you like that one man? He said, yes, I am. Then we must see the fruit of it in your life. Because that one man defeated sin. You know the stature of that one man? Very, very heavy. He was in all point tempted as well. Yet. Come on, say yet. Yeah. Devil is a dragger. But Jesus dragged him. No, he loves worship. And nobody ever say no to him. Devil will not take no for an answer. For the first time, right there in the face of the devil, he saw a man that said no. Even when he was hungry, he said, no. Do you know there are some Old Testament patriarch like that? Men who turned down the offer of Satan. You have people like Naboth. I will give it to you, your father's inheritance. All these ones that our inheritance don't mean anything to us. That is why in the book of Ephesians 1, he said you should pray that your eyes of understanding be enlightened so that you will know the hope of your calling. This your calling has something on the inside. This your calling came with some things. It came with eternal inheritance. Incorruptible. Undefiled. He said, reserved for you in the heavens. What most Christians don't want to put up with is that the only thing God promised us that is sure is eternal life. Even so many things that we may claim as a right, we are ready to sacrifice our right for the sake of eternal life. Does it mean that if you are sick and God didn't heal you, you now go to Babalawo's house? I said, we're healing the students' meat. If it is in his will to heal you, God will. Because the issue of standing in the will of God to the end is hanging on something that is missing in the church today. The Bible says in the book of Revelations 11, he said, these people, they promised them a relief. He said, they prefer a better resurrection. What is it that those people saw and they fought with their life? Glory to God, to keep the testimony of Jesus. We saw the accuser of the brethren when Pastor was preaching. Because he's the one who we call the thief and the farmer. He said, but they overcome him. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word. Come on, say blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. I'm just giving you the understanding God gave to me when he was ministering. In other words, for they love not their lives unto death. In other words, they fought with their life in order to maintain their testimony. That is why lust for self-preservation must be destroyed in your life. Don't try to keep what you cannot save. He said it is a more fearful thing to fall. This man, they live for something. And when you go to 1 John 5, he said, whatsoever is born of God does what? Overcome it. Because God is so sure of what he has placed inside of you. And he said, this is the victory that overcometh. Come on, say the victory that overcometh even our faith. Come on, say our faith. Come on, say our faith. Come on, say our faith. But most times, we don't all have that kind of faith. Because we do not have faith in what will bring about the victory we are talking about. Yet, you cannot handle the devil with bare hands. He said, for you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, rulers of darkness in the high. They're looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who because of the joy set before him, he despised the shame of the cross, said, lest you faint in your mind. Hallelujah. Consider him that endured such contradictions. Come say contradictions. There are contradictions of life against himself, lest you be wearied out and faint is the standard. That measure must be measured out unto you. That is why the syllabus and the curriculum of Christ is different. And the devil is withdrawing it and giving us another syllabus. It's a syllabus that when the students are turned out, they are turned out not to be like Christ. Not even the lower version of Christ. Because we have men who are not like Christ, trying to preach Christ. Give me verse 4. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood. Striving against sin. So when you want to study this scripture, you study not out of context. Then you now see the reason why you got to grow and why God wants you to grow. So that the same way Jesus Christ dealt with sin, voice of opposition was so strong. Enemy calling me out, calling him out of the will of God. He was provoked, highly irritated, embarrassed and insulted. And yet, he was pushed beyond the limit of his natural human endurance. And yet, and look at what he suffered in the flesh. And that was what make him the author of our eternal salvation. The Bible says he's being made perfect through suffering. Because the devil will have said, it's your son now. But he passed the test. When you are stretched beyond limit. Have you been stretched beyond limit before? How many of you know that even the snail do is. And yet we have a standard before us. Do the will of God to the end. Because you did it yesterday, it's not enough. That's why there's a man who used to do content creation. He will tell you, Dirao! Kodema! Our pastor in Dirao! Ah! They have chemical weapon and igbadi in their house. That is his own. But let me borrow his word. Come and say, Dirao. Dirao. Dirao, kuni oto. When you know what is at stake, you will know the kind of preparation you will make. You will understand efficiency is better. Be strong in the Lord. What is facing you and what we are facing is beyond what you can naturally handle. Christianity is something that will humble you. There's no way you see Christ and you will not be humble. Some of us go around and we judge people, we tell them things and everything. Somebody will say to someone, look at what he did. Look at what he did. He said, do you know what you yourself are doing? He said, what did I do? I said, are you like Christ? If Christ is the one talking to him, he will not talk to him the way you are talking to him. You are not talking to him with gentleness. You are not talking to him with... He has failed in the school of gentleness. Some of us have not even learned patience enough. Christ must be preached for us to know that we are not patient. All of those attributes of God must be known by revelation so that you know what you are pursuing in your life. If the clear standard is not raised, you will not know what is missing in your life. You walk arrogantly into the ring with the devil and you use impatience to take you off balance. Come on, look at something. Let sister patience. He said, "Pele, sister patience." Have you seen the patience of Job? You need to see it. How this one way they pursue money? The devil will slide you from the back. Problem you need patience to solve, money cannot solve. So if they tell you don't need money, you need patience. So that after you have, I don't need patience. So if we were to choose between long suffering and long enjoyment, which one will you choose? Because you don't know the value of what God gives. What long suffering will give you, long enjoyment cannot offer you. You must be honest with yourself before you can say, "Lord, I lack this thing." If you want to face that dragon, you need this thing.
For since the adversary has removed the eyes of man, man could no longer value what we value. Man do not have the right estimate of the things that we give. So he has exchanged our estimations of life. But you see, our strength is in what we give. Our strength is in what we give. And as you receive what we give, you have more strength to overcome daily. For it's a daily warfare. It's a daily warfare. Receive our eyes and have our judgment. Have our right estimation. Know and value what we value. Get it. Get it. For as you value what we value, you overcome the deception of your adversary, even the devil. Even the devil, even the devil. For many, many do not value what we value. Many has not come to appreciate what we appreciate. That is the work of the adversary. For eyes is being given in this season. Our eyes we are giving. We are giving you eyes, sir. Eyes, sir. For you to understand. For you to see. For you to value. For you to have the right, for the right judgment of the things that we are given in this time. So that you will not be profane in your soul. So that you will not be profane in your soul. Choosing vanity. Choosing vanity over that which endures, over that which is eternal, over that which is incorruptible, over that which endures forever. We are giving you right eyes for you to be able to choose rightly, to choose righteously. See the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Even our faith. You may not even know how valuable those things are. You can only know those things by faith. He said, by faith we know. You don't know, you cannot have an accurate value of unseen gems. if you don't have the eye of faith, when the eye of your understanding is enlightened, then you begin to know. And you will no longer trivialize the things of God. We fail not because of what we do. We fail because of what we lack in our life. When Paul was praying for the Philippians, he said, "My God shall supply all your need." That's something about the apostolic supply, the lack. What is, he said, "I've come to bring a supply what is lacking." He said, "The young lions do lack." And suffer hunger. But those that seek the Lord shall not lack. God wants you to change from being a God seeker to God seeker. What you lack is what will fix your future. What you lack is what will sustain your life in the present. So being an overcomer is something that should send a signal to you that God is saying something. Most times, some of us don't understand prophetic words. When God said that, you'll be a great star. Star? Go and ask Joseph. He said, you will even have breakthrough. Breakthrough means there's something to break. Being an overcomer means there's something you have to overcome. But you can be part of that overcomer's church. They that overcome it. In other words, there are things that are, you are in the world and God is aware that you are here. He knows you are like a lamb among the wolves. He knows how dangerous this place is. And he's trying to prepare your mind ahead of time. He said, in this world, you will fail, but in me, I'm the only one that have the answer. That's why the man that has him, mountain look like a lowland. He can look at the mountain. It's not because, it's because of the revelation of Christ. He looked at Goliath in the face and he said, you are you. There are generations today that will look at sin in the face and said, who was thou before Zerubbabel? It has nothing to do with muscular strength. He said, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. We carry spirit. We carry his life. He said, the kings gathered together and they assembled. But, you know, as soon as they saw it, you understand, because he has made his defense to be sure in his citadel. This is Psalm 45 or thereabout. He said, as soon as they saw it, they were astounded. What the devil bowed to is the authority of God in your life. Authority of God in your life is not in your clerical shirt. It's not in your Christian dressing. It's not in all of those things. What he bowed down to is Christ that is in you. I'm not saying you and you say, I'm carrying Christ. I'm talking about the life of God. A nature that will not bend. Nature that will not succumb to prayer. Nature that can refuse what others are dancing around. You see, Jesus, he said, I have overcome the world, even before he went to the cross. Because what was inside of him, pastor said, because we have the word of God in you. I write unto you, young men. So you have the word. Jesus said, I have kept your word. Others can make him a liar. There's a word God has given to us. It's the word of everlasting life. Faith is when you are growing in this word of everlasting life.
And when you are growing, that word of everlasting life begin to shape your thought. Shape your pattern of thinking. Begin to shape every other area of your life. It begin to regulate the order of life. You. Even they will beg you. He said they saw that it could not be persuaded. These are men of faith. Men who are seen into the everlasting dimension. He said we walk by faith and not by what? By sight. Irrespective of what they are going through today, they know God is working out some things in their life. They are growing to the stature that can deal with the beast at Ephesus. And just imagine you just started a ministry and you see where everybody is going. You understand? And you know what is in trend? What is trending now? You understand? Is that you must begin to circumcise people and all the senior men in town. You understand? There'll be circumcision Sunday. And you know it's not according to the scripture. And if you want your ministry to trend and to fly, you have to buy. Say, we do not give in for a moment. That guy is tough. What is it that toughened him? Knowledge is what toughened him. Revelation is what toughened him. Revelation have turned him mad, as someone said. You are not normal. He came out of his mind and he absorbed the mind of Christ. His perception to life has changed. So what others are running around for, you understand? It doesn't mean anything to him. I call it panty. So that he can grow. These are the people that know the value of growing in faith and in stature. And that is what God is trying to open our hearts to. You're not just coming to church to congregate with people, gathering for gathering's sake. Some don't even know why we are here. You know why the church has been misunderstood over the years? Because they just feel that it's the place of sick people. People who need money. And that is the kind of image we have created in the community. Not in this place. We are changing that image. It's a distorted image of Christ. God is looking for people that will carry his image. He said, and the whole world will know that you are my disciple. They should come and report to the pastor. I said, I learned one of your boys, you understand? He rejected 50 million that was given to him. Say, the guy want to die? If it was some pastors. Boy, 50-50. You need pastor to say, that is my son. For you to be ready to confiscate those things and allow those things to go, you must have seen something. Yes. He said, when you are first illuminated, you joyfully face. For somebody to joyfully face something, not regretting. If that we have to happen again and again, he has no cause for regret. Sacked in his place of work, he has lost every other thing, he has no cause to regret because he has rest that I've found what is worth living for. That's why your conviction is worth living for. That's the work that the pastor is talking about. In John chapter 6, they were now asking him, okay, what then shall we do to work the works of God? What did he tell them? When you believe in all that Jesus Christ represents, what he has come to offer you, the inheritance that is waiting for you as a result of his entrance into your life. Don't you know there's a place for that? You are now not just a joint heir, but you are now a heir of God. How will you not be willing to suffer with him? For those that suffer with him, they will do what? Reign with him. We know our present suffering. These are people who have traveled into the future. They are future thinkers. Apostolic toolbox. They are future toolbox. There are people creating, helping you to see your future, helping you to put your future into perspective so that you can now set your affections on. It has gone beyond the level of knowledge. It's something that begin to, you understand, if you don't know the value of money, and they now tell you this is $50 million. You thought it was 50,000 naira. And your friend said, pam, 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 times 145. What do you think will happen? Now you know the value of it, Abby. Even if you have malaria before, what will happen to that malaria? God is raising for us today men who will help us. You understand? To begin to taste the goodness of the world to come. In other words, to begin to experience it in our life. In other words, the way the thing will saturate our whole being. The way the thing will change your mood, your perception to life. God's syllabus is clear. God is strong and he wants you to be strong. This is the victory. Even our what? Faith. Ikoko. Thomas shaking you. Eh? Matriculation is different from graduation. So you must understand the dynamics of being called a child of God. You are jumping because they said you are chosen. Consider your calling, brethren. Not many nobles were called. Don't you know God have a curriculum for the sons? You are happy the day of matriculation. You are taking selfie everywhere. Eh? Then now ask your mommy, are we going to be doing exam in university? Class party, la mama she. Class party. Do you want to graduate? Be determined to graduate. It takes determination. The devil has given us work to do so that we'll be distracted. He said, therefore, let us therefore run with determination. It takes determination to grow. And you cannot be determined over what is not clear to you. It shows that you have risen it in and out. As it's like, concern me, oh. In those days when you want to enter university, you understand, you are checking the brochure. I say, when there's low cutoff point, you say, Makurdi University. He said, they take F9 or pass IMAS. That's what you are looking for. No begging can save you. Hallelujah. You cannot negotiate your way with the devil. Every man must grow his own height. Don't come and tell me, are we going to be doing exam in the university? Then you ask, do you want to graduate? Then prepare your mind. Understanding what the will of God is. Walk circumspectly. Don't waste your time and energy on meaningless things. You understand? Walk circumspectly, not as fool. Redeeming the time. The days are evil. The little time you have is to grow up unto Christ. When you know what the will of God is, the will of God for you this time is to grow up so that you'll be able to deal with that man of sin. So that you can be able to rise up to him and say, no. He said, I learned you rejected that thing. It's $20 million. He said, yes, sir. You mean it? Please go and pray about it. I don't need to pray about it. And your daddy is not a rich man. And your church need money. Don't let us joke with this thing. That you will do, as a pastor, that you do the will of God to the end. Ah! The most dangerous set of people I've seen before are church people. If you yourself you are not growing, church can become your spiritual graveyard. As a pastor, you can walk in bitterness for 5 years. What I learned is that bitterness and anointing, they don't work together. Now they are blending. You should use your anointing to project your bitterness. And yet, no unclean thing. Oh, man, to be foul. I want to baba banla baba la baba. Don't come and tell me how are the mighty falling. What will they not fall? When you don't have these things. Hello, my great grandfather. Ogedeng be a gogumboro. Eh? You understand? Sin. You think because they shot him or they cut his head and no, you can do great and mighty things and like that. Sin, sir. You are just like this thing. So why would devil not allow you to want to grow in Christ? He will use every means possible. He has recruited men now, have agents, empowering them, giving strength. You understand? They have platform. You understand? So that they can begin to sow seed of error, so that they can mislead and misguide the church. But the Bible says, their folly will always be exposed. Because God will not leave himself without a witness. He said, you did wrong well. Who did hinder you? To stop you from obeying the truth. Because what he gave to them was the truth of Christ. Before you, Christ was graphically displayed. I see that you soon move away from Christ to other things. Some people visited them. They are still making religious motion, but they have stopped obeying the truth of Christ. They are no longer growing in grace. Truth bring rest. Truth bring peace. Than to be like Christ. After that one, every other thing, all other things shall be. Because God wants you to embrace this winning life. See it as a vision, as a commission. Make the Father proud. He said, my son, make my heart to be glad so that I can reproach. But let God come out and beat his chest. I said, have you seen my servant? I said, am I there who called me? My Joju, you. That's why when they say, so, you'll be lead the so and so team. Say, oh, along, also, mommy. Will you make the Father glad? Will you want to bring pleasure to his mind? Let him have mouth to talk. There's this story I'll always, there's this film we watched many years ago. Let me close on that note. It was the days of the man, what's the name of the man who's Yesuke? So his son went out one day and somebody beat him black and blue. At the riverside, and he was crying back. He said, who beat you? He said, me. Lay. He said, what of this? Do you take it along? He said, no. I kept that. What of you take it along? He said, these things. You take it along? He said, no. He said, put it on. Let's go. Because you are not only insulting yourself, you are insulting God. You are making God look less. That is not the purpose of God for the church. God's purpose is to show forth his wisdom, his many-sided wisdom to principalities and power. Let heaven itself marvel. Let angels say, ah, Baba, oh, my, ah, angels themselves, they say, ah, what is man? Look at this man. In the world, they say, what manner of man is this? His works is not the miracle, but the life that he lived. Show me someone who's living that kind of life. Believe me that I'm sent from heaven because of the very work that I do. Not the miracles. The life that I live. Nyele ma ji owe. Koma yoku ni oshin tim. All your disciples that denied you, won't you place a curse on them? Somebody is stealing. You are still greeting him. Giving him chance that he will come one day, come and report himself. That is the beauty of Christianity. Beauty of his holiness. Holiness is not just the absence of sin. It's the presence of fruit in the life of a man. And without holiness, no man. Father, we thank you. Bless our soul. Cycle of defeat is broken in our life. Cycle of defeat, falling and rising, has come to an end. You have turned down offer several times, but you will still go back there. You have gone to apologize to people that you have not offended. You are making God look less because you are being fearful. You are afraid of what they can do to you. That is not the way to finish. Devil will do everything to terrify you. You write apology letter. You say it is under duress. And God will say, go to the book of Hebrews 11. They even gave them to sign. They said, no, we prefer better resurrection than to sign this kind of document. Can you just imagine those people? Now you stand, if there's anything like, you stand in the gate room of heaven, you understand? And they said, those people, after they are finished talking, that this is what we did. I said, sort here, you understand? I don't belong here. Through their righteousness, you yourself, you begin to feel that, ah! And when you're fairer along to buy, that's what God wants to make out of the church. Showing forth his many-sided wisdom. God, these people, they love themselves less. They are totally sold out to God. Look at their devotion and loyalty to him. Pastor talk about the oath that will not turn back. I say, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. What preparation have you made towards that? Are you growing in stature? But God is taking you up in faces. If men of us on us is weary you, what shall you do at the swelling of the Jordan? God is training you a little bit. You understand? Just simple, say the truth like this. The normal liar will tell you, even if he himself is a liar, he will tell you that if you say the truth, you will die. If you don't say the truth, you will die. And you see them saying certain things. You know, it is a lie. But just say the truth like this, you are afraid. Sound mind. Clear off your doubt and your fear. It's so clear to you what God will use as his standard of judgment. God will test us with insignificant things. Simple accountability. the account will not be balanced because we have financial challenges. But when higher reasons begin to prevail over our personal reasons, then we know that His will is superior to our needs. Lord, you will take your place in our life. Take your place in our life. Take your place in our life. I don't want to come and hide in the church. Let your word locate me. Winning life is what I'm pursuing. If they now tell you, pursue righteousness, pursue God, they say, yes, yes, that's it. Whatever it will cost me to have that, so that I can win over the dragon. Father, we thank you.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.